Chapter 13. The Suitable Way for Attaining Nibbana, Second Sutta. Bhikkhus, I will teach you the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana. Listen to that and attend closely. I will speak. And what, Bhikkhus, is the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana? Here, a bhikkhu sees the eye as suffering. He sees forms as suffering. He sees eye consciousness as suffering. He sees eye contact as suffering. He sees as suffering whatever feeling arises with eye contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the ear as suffering. He sees sounds as suffering. He sees ear consciousness as suffering. He sees ear contact as suffering. He sees as suffering whatever feeling arises with ear contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the nose as suffering. He sees odors as suffering. He sees nose consciousness as suffering. He sees nose contact as suffering. He sees as suffering whatever feeling arises with nose contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the tongue as suffering. He sees tastes as suffering. He sees tongue consciousness as suffering. He sees tongue contact as suffering. He sees as suffering whatever feeling arises with tongue contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the body as suffering. He sees tactile objects as suffering. He sees body consciousness as suffering. He sees body contact as suffering. He sees as suffering whatever feeling arises with body contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the mind as suffering. He sees mental phenomena as suffering. He sees mind consciousness as suffering. He sees mind contact as suffering. He sees as suffering whatever feeling arises with mind contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. This, bhikkhus, is the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana.